Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We are Stephen and Brookstein Weber, although Brookstein's not with me right now for the recording. And we prepare these messages each weekday morning to encourage others in their walk with Christ. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today's message is the message for Friday, December 1st, 2006, titled, The Firm Foundation. The scripture text is from Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. I enjoy the ministry of Ravi Zacharias, whom many of you have heard of. He encourages believers to capably defend their faith, standing up for the Lord. I heard him speak on the subject, the authority of the Word of God, in which he challenged followers of Christ to hold steadfastly to the authority of God's Word amidst the shifting, sinking sands of postmodern thinking. He shared a story illustrating his point. A man went by a clock store every morning on the way to work and always set his watch by the clock in the display window. The store owner noticed and one day asked him why he did this. The worker said, "My watch doesn't keep good time and I have the responsibility of setting the clock that blows the whistle at the factory where I work, so I want to make sure it's correct." And the clock owner said, "Well, that's interesting. My display clock doesn't keep good time either, so I set it each day by the whistle at the factory." Well, thank God for the sure word we have in the Holy Scriptures, the solid foundation, the firm foundation. The word of the Lord endures forever. His word reflects the steadfast character of God who does not change. Today, as you read, study, memorize, and live out the teaching of the Scriptures, rejoice in their surety, their authority, and their absolute dependability. As you may sense things spinning out of control around you, whether at times in your own life or the craziness in the world, reflect on this wonderful truth first proclaimed by Isaiah some 2,700 years ago. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Truly, as the great hymn states, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word." Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Brookstein again is not with us. Normally we share this reading together and she adds a prayer. Do have a couple of additional features on a website though. A photo that I took several years ago on Cape Cod that is about the best illustration I could come with a photo for today's story. It's a lighthouse on Cape Cod with an overlaying scripture verse. Our website again is www.dailyencouragement.net. Also have links up to a couple of songs today, or actually the same song, both on a dial-up and high-speed connection, to the great old hymn, but done so well, in a local church in Elkton, Maryland, called Moore's Chapel. The hymn is "How Firm a Foundation," and of course I quoted a portion of that hymn with today's message. Well, may you be encouraged today, and may you continue to rest in the solid assurance of the firm foundation we have in Christ and in His Word.